Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, we've made a set of wonderful announcements as part of a keynote that Mr. Mark Racinovich delivered as part of DockerCon. So just draw the little, because we don't have a demo today, so this is my demo. It's a little picture of Mark Racinovich. Okay. Okay, great. Azure and containers. So this is good. So this is what he talked about today. And so this is Mark Racinovich, and he talked today about a bunch of some really cool things that he showed in demos on stage. So the things that he showed, first of all, he started off by showing the new Docker data center as an image in our marketplace. So now you can go to our marketplace, click, 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 and you get the Docker data center solution. So this allows you to do sort of a behind the firewall based deployment of a Docker image management and deployment orchestration and so on. So it's super cool. He showed the deployment of that, and then he showed the actual live usage of that, and also, of course, the complimentary Docker trusted catalog. I think, is it called trusted registry? Gosh. Okay. Docker Trusted Registry, and this ends up being a great way to have sort of that controlled content that you're going to deploy as part of your solution, your orchestrator. So he deployed that. He then showed an awesome hybrid story by taking Azure Stack and Azure and being able to deploy using the same Docker Data Center solution and be able to deploy in both locations. And then, of course, he basically got this hybrid thing. And, you know, just like with other Azure Stack solutions, if you're picking to deploy in a hybrid way, maybe you're doing something like, maybe you're doing your dev test in Azure, and then you want to do your production on premises for compliance reasons or data proximity reasons or, you know, comfort reasons, a whole plethora of reasons to deploy inside Azure Stack. And with this solution, you now have the ability to do that using the exact same Docker Data Center solution. So really, really cool. And again, it all comes back to this choice offering. You can choose between Azure Stack, and of course, it's a ton of these open solutions that you can deploy with Docker Data Center, and of course, just the Docker container solution end-to-end. And so, three also showed OMS, Operations Management Suite, which with that he showed basically the log analytics solution to be able to track and monitor the health of containers running in both of these locations. And so if you're not familiar with OMS, it is a log analytics management solution that can run across a hybrid environment, Azure Stack, but also can run in multiple clouds and multiple infrastructure. And so you can run it in AWS if you want to. And so OMS, great solution. And he showed that managing a set of containers as well, monitoring a set of containers. The orchestration and management was happening by the Docker Data Center. And then the last thing he showed, super cool, SQL inside a Linux container on a VM, okay? And so basically showed SQL in Linux running inside a container, all as part of the Docker Data Center running on top of Azure. And so really, really cool stuff, a set of great stuff. And so you can see a lot of Microsoft products here, things that we've built, things that hopefully people love, but offered as part of this overall open community. And so it's been a lot of fun to be able to build these types of things, you know, with the SQL solution, with sort of the management monitoring solution, with the hybrid solutions that we've got, the cloud solutions, he also showed, across all of this Visual Studio Code, which, of course, running on top of a Mac in this experience. So offering, again, an open IDE to be able to do live debugging using Visual Studio Code on top of this. So just a really open and choice as a huge, huge, cool thing for us. And it's been so much fun to be able to come into each of these communities, whether it be IDE, whether it be cloud, whether it be hybrid, whether it be orchestration, whether it be monitoring, whether it be data, and offer multiple choices for people to deploy and find what they want and deploy it in a way that makes the most sense for their application. So super cool. Mark did a really nice job. Nice job, Mark. Let's see here. Let's put a little, this is his hand. And so nice job, Mark. High five. And thank you so much. And we will put the link below for Mark's video. It's going to be great. It's going to be much better than this video when he showed you the demo. But with that, it's all the time I have, and so I'm going to talk about today. I will also say, I forgot. We also announced yesterday, as part of the Azure Container Service, support for Windows containers inside Swarm, inside the Swarm deployment as part of the Azure Container Service. So we announced that yesterday, we demoed that. And so, gosh, what a cool set of things. So just a lot of fun, a lot of different services, solutions. You know, certainly no matter what you're doing, I'm sure you're gonna be able to find something here that's gonna meet your needs or something that you're gonna wanna go try out. So hopefully you enjoyed this rundown of what we got. Hopefully you enjoyed the session and we'll enjoy Mark's keynote below. And hopefully you're enjoying your Tuesday. So thank you so much. Any questions, comments? Hashtag Azure TWC. Get back to us, let us know. Thanks a lot, have a good Tuesday. The tarantula was denied a bank loan.
What?
That's how you warm up. That's how you warm up. Actually, I think it's the human torch was denied a bank loan. the tarantula was chewing a stick of gum. All right.